This week, Shabbos Chanukah. Very special Shabbos. My bar mitzvah was on Shabbos Chanukah. Second day of Chanukah. And usually Shabbos Chanukah is in Parshas Miketz. Sometimes you have two Shabbos Chanukahs, it's Vayeshev and Miketz. And once in a rare year, it's one Shabbos Chanukah Vayeshev. That was my bar mitzvah year. There's one Shabbos Chanukah Vayeshev. But that's, then there was a fellow this year, Benji Liebowitz, many years later. He also had this. But it happens like very, someone pointed out, very emotional, whatever. People, I think what Moshe pointed out is like I heard from Rav Shaul Kastner, it's very, it's very infrequent. But so Miketz is usually Shabbos Chanukah. So we always try to find connections between Shabbos Chanukah and Miketz. So I'd like to say over Mahalach, both pieces based on two psukim in the Parsha. For the sake of Marpel and Nefesh, the Freiman of Rav, based on the Balaturim. So he says like this. Vayishan vayacholam sheinis v'nei sheva shibolim olos b'kaneach kod b'ryos v'tovos. So it talks about the seven storks. Sheaves. Olos bekana echad, and one stalk, and the various outgrowths in that one stick. And then sheva shibolim, dakos kod somuchos achaleim. So the Balaturim, very often, if you look on page 3, he quotes from the Masoris. He'll quote you where else in Tanakh the word Bekone Echad is. Right? And make some connection. So he points out, look at page 2, the word Kone Echad is found by the menorah. Right? It says, Shlosha Gvim Shukodim Bekone Echad Kaftor Vafarach. So you had the Kone Echad, the middle of the menorah, right? There was one vertical Kone, and then there was three on each side of the middle one. So that word, Bekone Echad, says the Balaturim, and the Kone Echad of the wheat, the Kone, are connected. Same word, Bekone Echad. And he says, look on page 3 in the Balaturim. He says it three times. Gimel Besaris, Trei Hacha, because here it said Kone Echad twice. One by the Shibolim had, you know, the strong ones, one by the weak ones. And then one by the menorah. Trei hacha, v'idach gabi menorah. So what is the message? L'fi sha'sova hu or la'olam. That when you have sova, so then the world lights up. Everyone's happy. L'kach rab betovos. Bekana echad, uvshtuvas l'ra bekana echad. Rama sheshneya sova yukulam shavim l'tova. Aval haros lohayu shavim l'ra el kol echad yosera milfonov. So he says like this. It says vayisha vayichon sheiniz v'hinei sheva shibolem olos bekana echad b'ryos v'tovos. And then you have a chumash. Thank you. And then when it's repeated later, pasuk chav beis, I didn't see it. Ve'eruv chol minei shevashim olos b'kone echad. So it says kone echad here by the dream, and then when Paro says over the dream and Yosef interprets it, when Paro says over the dream, then it says again b'kone echad. So kone echad is the original dream. And here, but by the bad years, it doesn't say b'kone echad, because so he says b'kone echad. It says by the good years, once in the dream and once in the interpretation of the dream, it says b'kone echad, and then by the menorah it says b'kone echad, right? So he says the remez is that when you have good, you have satiation. It's like light in the world, so it's like the menorah. Everyone's happy, everyone's smiling, it's very lichtigkeit. But by the bad years, it doesn't say kone echad, because the good years were all shovim latova. The bad years, each year was even worse than the next year, so it doesn't say kone echad. But when it comes to the good years, that's merubas of the kone echad. So it's a very fascinating idea, the Balaturim, to make this connection between the word kone echad of the shibolim, of the stalk, of the tvua that was in the Paro's dream, and the word kone echad for the center of the menorah. So he says this idea. So the Freiman Rav in the Marpel HaNefesh says another idea. He says, take a look on page 14. And he says like this, very simple. Menorah is Torah. Right? The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Harotza Sheyachim. Right? We mentioned this at the Masiba. A person wants to become chacham, so he should daven to the south, Yadrim, because the menorah was in the south, and the menorah represents chachma. So Shrocha Sheyachim Yadrim. That's the Gemara here on page 12 in Bava Basra Chaf Hei Amid Beis. Amar Yitzchak Hayotze Sheyachim Yadrim. So very simple. He says, you don't have to. Balamor gives his connection. Says Poshim. And he's going to quote an unbelievable Chasam Sofer. You know what he says? He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Tevuah, he gives Shefa in the world commensurate with the amount of Torah there is in the world. In other words, so if there's a lot of Or HaMenorah, there's a lot of Torah going on, that's going to cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give a lot of bounty in this world. And if there's less, then the shefa is going to be less. So that's why there's a connection between the kone echad of the menorah and the kone echad of the shibolim. Very simple. That Torah is a mashpia. Whereas, of course, in life we have to do hishtadlus and this. We have to realize that, you know, when this is something that some people don't appreciate, that Liman Torah creates hashpos in this world. You know, they say from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, I heard this from Rabbi Beer from Boston, the person's learning Torah in a corner and who knows, and then another yid a million miles away is getting mushpa by that Torah. He's becoming a Baal Tshuva, he's getting a Hero Tshuva. But Torah has a tremendous impact in the world. And I'm not just saying, in other words, even Torah Betzinah, a yid is in a room locked up someplace and is learning Torah, that's mashpia in the world. And that's what it's saying over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to decide how much bounty, how much payers he's going to give in the world this year. So he counts up, well, how much Torah is there? And that's the connection. So I'll show you an unbelievable vort. The Marple Lenev quotes from Chasam Sofer. Ready for this? There's a famous Gemara in Brachas. On page 9. So the Gemara is talking about a Zeman. To have a Zeman, you have to have a Kfiyas together. So the Gemara says, what do you need? Hasibu. Hasibu in lo, hasibu lo. They have to be lying down. In other words, Hasiba Bizman Chazal meant that people were reclining together. That was a very big kvias. They were reclining together. So then the Gemara says, what's the din if they're just sitting? They're not reclining. And then the Gemara asks, and what's the din if they just say that, in other words, let's go and meet in the park today and eat? Is the fact that they said that, is that a kvias also? So the Gemara says that Rav had passed away and his Talmidim said, let's go eat in the by the Nahar. And then they asked the Shaila, is that called a kvias? And they didn't know. So Kamrav Abba Ba'achva Adder Karel Acharei. So they all ripped kriya because the Rebbe died. So he turned around his shirt and he tore another kriya. First kriya he tore because his Rebbe died. Second kriya is because now we have a shayla and we have no one to ask the shayla. So he tore another kriya. That's the Gemara Parshim Pshat. So Chasam Sofer says an unbeliever, a new pshat in this whole Gemara, which the Freiman Arav highlights. Freiman Arav is a Rebbe in the Satmar Yeshivas for a long, long time. There's a big sons of big Talmidei Chacham who are alive today. So the Freiman Arav says, he quotes the Joshua's Chasam Sofer on page 11. He says like this, that it's more than just that. In the Pashup Shot is what we said before, but he says another shot, that when Rav was alive, there was more Torah in the world. So then the Shefa was greater. Maybe quantitatively and qualitatively. So in order to make a kvias for such a shefa, you needed haseba. But when Rav passed away, then the shefa wasn't as chashev. So then the kvias, to make a kvias, you don't have to do it in such a chashev a way. So that's what they said, that now that Rav is not alive, declaring that, well, maybe we don't need such a chash of a kvias anymore, because the shefa is not the same, maybe qualitative or quantitatively. So they taught kriya, not because they didn't know the halacha, it's because they were saying that, you know, there's less hashpos in the world now, and the shefa that we're getting is not the same. It's like a lighter form. So the kvias, to make a kvias, might not be the same standard as it used to be when Rav was alive. So they said, oh, they gave a kreks. Not because they didn't know that's a punchline, because they didn't know the halacha. The kreks was because now the hashpa in the world is much less. And therefore we can declare that maybe you don't need even haseba anymore. That's how the Chasam Sofer touched up this Gemara, in addition to the Pashup Shat. So that's what the Freiman Arav was saying. The Freiman Arav was saying that's the Echad, Mekone Echad, that the Liman HaTorah that we have is mashpia in the world. Is mashpia in the world. That's number one. Number two is another pasuk that the Balaturim, that the Freiman Rav speaks about, and that's here in Miketz on page 4. It says, "Vayomer Paro al Yosef Chari Adiel Elokim Oschos Chazos Ein Lavov Chacham Kamocha." V'ata Tuye Al Beisi. Paro said, "Yosef, you're in charge." V'alpicha Yisha Kol Ami. Based on you, everyone is going to get. You're going to give out the food. Rashi says Yishak is Yitzan, Yitparnis. So you're going to be in charge. You're the CEO to make sure that everyone gets what they need. And I'll still be ahead of you, Rakakise Agdalim Becha, but you're going to be a Chashev CEO in this whole operation. Vapicha Yishak Kolami. So now look back at, look at the Balaturim, another Balaturim on page 6. He says, where else do we find the word Yishak? Right? That's what the Balaturim does all the time. He shows you other places in Tanakh where the same word appears, and then he ties it in together. So the Kameh, he said, because if there's Sova Ba'olam, then there's Or Ba'olam. That's the way, and the Freiman Rav said it in a little different way. And so what Yishak? So he quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei on page 7. Sfasayim Yishak. Meshiv Devarim Nechayinim. So Rashi says, Sfasayim Yishak. Yishak means to kiss. So a person who speaks good things is worthy to be kissed. That's how Rashi says. So let's see how he says, the Balaturim, on page 6. Atati al bisi picha yishak kolami, yishak beis. Twice it says, al picha yishak kolami, and so sign yishak meishim dvarm nechochim. Mishvir sheheshim dvarm nechochim, zocha ki al picha yishak kolami. Where since Yosef said good things, meaning he knew how to interpret the dream, right? So therefore, he's going to be the one who's going to be mefarnes everyone. So the two yishaks are connected, because the other yishak is talking about a person who's meshiv devarim nechochim, and this yishak is the mefarnes. So why is he mefarnes? Because he was mekayim the pasuk in Mishlei that he was meshiv devarim nechochim. That's how the Balaturim explains. So the Freiman Rav says a different pshat, based on the Balaturim. It says on page 15. Apicha Yishak, the Balaturim Hevi Mesora Beis Hachav Veidach Sosayim Yishak. Near the Farsh, he quotes back from what he said from the Chasam Sofer, the Divrei Chasam Sofer, the Shefar Parnosa Talia Bigdoyle HaTorah, and that's why since Rav was no longer alive, they said the Shefar is less, so therefore the Chashivas HaKviyas is less. For a Pirshom Farshom Hachkorad V'Saim Yishach Chayal Divrei Torah Shemeshiv Bo Dvarim Nechochim V'Asi Shabir D'Misha Zochel Hashiv Divrei Torah Zochel Picha Yishach Kolami. So what does that mean? So he says, it's like Lashon Neshek, Kli Zayin. So Yishak means protect, like a person who has arms, you know, to protect. So he says that the person who's meshiv dvarim nechochim, he speaks divrei Torah, so he's going to be yishak kolami. He's going to be the person who's going to protect the generation. Whereas the point being that the Torah is our weapon. And he quotes the pasuk in Shoftim, Yivchar Elokim Chadoshim Lechem She'orim. That's pasuk in Shoftim. So he quotes the Tana Debei Eliyahu says, on page 18, Ashrei Misha Mischadish Divrei Torah Al Piv. Kol Misha Mischadish Divrei Torah Al Piv, Domek Misha Mashmim Asom Ben Shamayim. And he says, Shvicha Nimatzil Shanemar Yivchar Elokim Chadoshim Az Lechem She'orim. So what does that mean? Yivchar Elokim Chadoshim. So he says, Chadoshim is the Chidush Torah. And the Lechem She'orim, the Yismach Moshe writes on page 19, is Lechem Loshem Loichim. That, like the pasuk says in Tehillim, Omdos Hayu Grani Mishalayim Misharayich Yerushalayim. Mi Gorim L'Ragleinu Sheyamdu B'Milchama She'orim HaMitzuyonim B'Halacha. In other words, of course, there's always an army. Rav Shecht always likes to quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin based on the Netziv. In the time of Kiskiyahu, they put people in the army to fight, but then they put a cherev and says that the rest of the people have to learn, because there were two parts to the milchama, to the soldiers, and then the people learning the base medrash, also soldiers, because or else Rav Shecht said from the Netziv, why did Chizkiyahu have the right to say that if you're not learning, he put a sword and said, you're not going to learn, you're going to be in trouble, because everyone had a fight. So some people fought by being in the army, and some people fought by learning. And that was their contribution. It's not like, yeshiva boys, they're the lazy ones. No, that's an integral part of the protection of Klal Yisrael. So that's the yishak, that's the neshek. That alpicha yishak, devarim, meshiv devarim nichochim, svasayim yishak, is the Meshiv Dvarim Nechochim, that's the Talmud Chochim, who's Mefalpel B'Torah. He's also a Yishak. So those are the two aspects that the Freiman Rav points out. The Kone Echad, that Torah is Mashpia, Parnasa, Shefa in the world, and Torah protects. Kamushim, Kirzainin is... Everyone points out the Torah is a protected. It's not like, of course, if a person is just hanging out in yeshiva and he's not really learning, so that's not a good thing, because he's just wasting his time. But a person who's learning seriously is contributing in a positive way to the world. Is contributing a positive way to the world. He's not just and that's the. The Chashivas HaTorah. So Miketz always comes Shabbos Chanukah. And Chanukah, of course, is near Mitzvah Torah Or. It's the menorah, it's the Kana Echad. And so we have to take the lesson that the Torah is a Mashpia. It's Mashpia Parnasa, and it's a protection for Klal Yisrael. And who knows how vulnerable we would be with less Torah. Whereas the more Torah we have in any base medrash, it's a chashivas to the world, to the hashpah of the world. That some people can't comprehend, this lesson. Whereas people sometimes can comprehend, okay, you learn and therefore you go on and be a rabbi, a rebbe, or this. But the notion that Torah itself has an inherent value, that it can be mashpia, and again, different people, everyone has to have a parnasa somehow, so that, some people, are Torosom Noso, and they have the special Siyata Dishmaya, some people are not, but to realize the value of learning. Of course, there's a value of learning Lilmad Al Manas Lalamed, which is also a big value. But Torah itself has a value of Limud. And Chanukah is the Yontif, is known in all the Svarim as the Yontif of Torah Shabal Peh, because it's the first Yontif after Tanakh. The first Yontif not mentioned in Tanakh. And the way some, the Shem Shmuel and others, Yosef Rabinowitz point out, we left the Tkufa of the Nevi'im, and now we're in the Tkufa of the Chachamim. And I saw that just the Shabbos in the Shem Shmuel that says, Nevuah usually is only Lashah, but Chachma, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Chacham Adif Midavi. So Chanukah lasts forever, because Chacham is Adif Midavi. And the Chachma from Torah lasts lasts forever. Other things, even the vuas come and go. They're only l'shah. But the chachma, that's why the yontav of Chanukah is l'olam v'ed. That's why Hashem says to Aaron, don't worry, you didn't mishtatef karbonis anviim, but shalcha g'doylem mishalachem. Because you're going to light the menorah, and the menorah is forever. Because and Ramban explains, that's the yontav of Chanukah. The menorah continues. And it's interesting, the Kedushas Levi explains, how come we made a yontav of Chanukah? There were other things we didn't make. So the Kedushas Levi explains, because every year the hashpos of Chanukah return. So therefore you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world that Chanukah should be a yontav la'olam. Other nisim, other hatzolos with Melchema of Sancheirah and other things, it was a one time thing, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't put it into the world that it's going to recur the next year. That's why that's Pshat the Kedushas Levi says, Bayomim Mahem Bazman Hazeh. That the Hashpos of Chanukah by Bayomim Mahem, but also Bazman Hazeh, because it recurs. And the Teferet Shloimo says that on page 26 that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chanukah, he gave mitzvahs also. So he made a Torah out of it also. There was other things he never made a Torah out of. Other Nisim he never made a Torah. There was a one-time thing. The Hatzolos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Torah from, like Purim, he made a Masechta Megillah. He made a Masechta of so those things. So that's why he says Zichru the Radomska, the Teferet Shlomo, Zichru Niflosav Ashtarta Mofsav Mishpati Fiu. The Mofsim came together with the Mishpatei Fiyu, therefore it's L'Olam Va'ed. Because Hashem was Mechadish Torah together with the Nisim. When Hashem was Mechadish Torah together with the Nisim, then the Nisim were for forever. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu just created Nis, and they said it wasn't Mechadish Torah with it, then it was a one-time thing. That's how the Shem Yishmuel says. And you should always realize, and I always like to point out, the last page here from the Keser Rosh, from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and he says, Chidushei Torah. Some people say, well, I'm not a Mechadish Torah, so this is not referring to me. No, so you have to realize, he says, Chidushei Torah Nikra Kol Mashalomed Yoser Mizbarim Hadvarim Luchuvarim Etzlo. Chidushei Torah means like this. You start the sugya, and you have no clue, and you keep plugging, and now you have more clarity. That's Chidushei Torah. Chidushei Torah means, for you, if it becomes more clear, that's Chidushei Torah. And that's what the Gemara, and that's what the Pasuk is referring to when it's when the Pasuk in Shoftim is saying that the Yivchar Elokim Chadoshim, what the Tanit Belero says, Yivchar Elokim Chadoshim is the Chidushei Torah. Yivchar Elokim Chadoshim. And Lechem Sha'orim, that you're a Loichim. You're contributing. Because you read a Tosfos and you don't understand it, and you keep plugging away, and then you get it. That's lechem sha'arim. That's a loichim. That's chidushei Torah. You know, people think, oh, you have to, like Rav Shechter said, not everyone's, you know, going to answer up Rabbi Kivega's kasha. But if you have you keep plugging, like Rav Shechter said, not everyone's going to answer up Rabbi Kivega's kasha. But what Rav Chaim Volozhiner is saying from the Gra, just keep on it and you get more clarity, that's Chidushei Torah also. So the message that I want to impart is the Chashivas HaTorah of Al Picha Yisha Kol Ami, that the Picha, the Dvarim, the Pi, that is speaking Divrei Torah, the Dvarim Nechochim, the two Yishaks, is going to be Mefarnes the world. It's the Kona and the Kona, and it's also going to protect the world as well. And never think that Torah is not a contribution to society. Torahs are tremendous. You sit and learn. You go to a shir at night. You sit and learn. You're contributing to the world. Now everyone has to have a cheshbon of how he's going to live life, and whether for him Torasum Noso, or for him he has to do other things also. But never underestimate the koyach haTorah and the chashivas haTorah and the koyach hashpos haTorah. And that's the message of Chanukah. Of Kone Echad. The same Kone the menorah is the kana of the shibolim, because the menorah of Torah is what's causing the shibolim to come, and the yishak is the neshek, is the protection, is the person who's svasayim yishak medaber dvarim nichochim, is the one who's causing the protection for Klal Yisrael. So never forget that idea. And throughout your lives, the chashivas haTorah, the chashivas haspos haTorah, the chashivas of Torah b'magin, and be'ez Hashem, that should cause Yeshuas for Klal Yisrael, and that's the yontif of Chanukah. Hashpa b'yomim ha'heim, b'zman hazeh. B'zman hazeh, every Chanukah, it keeps going back, the Kedushas Levi says. It wasn't a one-time thing. And we should take with us the hashpos of Chanukah to last with us throughout the whole year.